FM 90.3 WJTL Crowder with Run Devil Run. Satellites and Sirens Jumpstart My Heart. Good morning to you. 7:03, Fred and Mindy with you. Happy Tuesday.
The Kids Cookie Break Fest is coming up. Oh, it's just around the corner, August 25th. Free tickets become available on Monday, August 13th. That's at 10 a.m. This free event for families in our community is only able to happen because of an amazing team of volunteers. If you have time to help us out and serve, please email Stacy at WJTL.com. She'll give you all the details.
This morning, our very special guest from the Unveiling Prophetic School, Brian, Morgan, and Amy are here. Good morning, gang.
Good morning.
Great to have you all here. Morgan Dietz is a school administrator at the Unveiling Prophetic School. Morgan, anybody you want to say hi to?
My dad and my brother. Kind of cool.
Yeah. I think it's kind of cool. Amy Gottwald is with us. She's a graduate of the school. Amy, anybody you want to say hi to?
Sure. I'd like to say hi to my husband, Tony, who's at work, and my kids that are at home.
Awesome. And Brian Connolly's with us. Brian is the creator and director of the school. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, Fred. How are you?
Great to have you back.
Thank you.
Anybody you want to say hi to?
We'll say hi to my wife, Nicole, and my four girls, Emma, Lily, Hannah, and Shiloh, and my Rottweiler puppy, Maximus.
Oh, how old is your puppy?
He is 4 months old, and he is growing like a weed. I think he's averaging like half a pound a day.
God,
it's crazy.
Growing before your very eyes.
Growing, yep, all the time.
Yeah. Well, it's great to have you. Tell us about
Thank you.
Unveiling Prophetic School.
Sure. Well, the school's been in operation now, Fred, since 2015. So we have graduated two batches of students already. The third batch is currently getting ready to enter their third semester, and we have a new wave coming in October. And the school was originally created, I believe God gave me a vision in 2014 for it, just to help people understand that they can genuinely hear the voice of God. Jesus made it very clear in John chapter 10 that my sheep hear my voice and they know it. So it's not some abstract concept. It's I think every day people are dismissing what could be thoughts, impressions, and even things like dreams and different avenues by which God speaks. But we first begin with helping people understand their identity, because without the foundation of identity, there is no healthy flow of ministry.
Right.
You know? So we take people through four semesters. Each semester is designed to do very specific things. The first one is designed to help people understand, like we said, their identity. And nobody would argue that's a believer that God loves them. But there's a difference between saying, I believe God loves me, and receiving it.
Right.
So we deal with a lot of those roadblocks in the first semester, those stumbling blocks that keep people from genuinely opening their heart to receive the flow of God's love that comes from the cross. The second semester, we help people understand, you know, how to pursue relationship with God. I think the two biggest things every Christian know that they should be doing is worshiping and praying, but not a whole lot of people talk about how to do that.
Right.
So we endeavor to do that in the second semester. And then the third and fourth, Fred, is that's how we get into the more practical side of the school, which is here is how you may be wired to hear God's voice, and here's how we're going to practice it.
Yeah.
And we give homework assignments for people to be able to do that, to practice on family and friends. And then we end with the looming assignment, which everybody is usually terrified of, which is when you're out in public, see if God has something that he wants to say to somebody, some kind of word of encouragement that he wants to give.
If folks want more information about the school, they can visit you online.
They can. Yep. Unveilingschool.com.
And the school's located in York.
It is. It's right there, Praise Community Church. That's where I'm the teaching pastor, and that's our home base.
Check it out online, unveilingschool.com. We'll talk more with Brian, Morgan, and Amy on the way, so stick around. Music